response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It is time to ask the CLO. Ready, CLO? Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey.
Yes.
All right. Lena in Pittsburgh writes, I was at the gym with my husband and a man started talking to me. He didn't seem bothered when I told him my husband was in the gym somewhere, probably watching us. Why are men so bold now? Should I have told my husband about this?
Well, sometimes when you, if you handled it the right way like you did, you told him your husband was in the gym and he continued to talk to you, and you say, why are men so bold? Should I have told my husband? Now, most grown women will tell you if they handled it, they'll just leave it there because they know now if I go over here and get my husband, this could turn into something totally different.
Yeah.
Now my husband is arrested, maybe in some type of altercation, hurt, anything like that. So, you know your husband. Most women know their husband. You know what you should tell him or not, because you know what his reaction going to be. Mm-hmm. Now, if his reaction is going to be go down there and whoop somebody, might not want to tell him that.
You know? Yeah.
Man was talking to you because he liked what he see. You told him your husband was probably in the gym watching us. He kept on talking.
Wow.
I think going to get your husband could result in something kind of crazy. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you, CLO. Moving on to Jaleel in New Orleans. Jaleel writes, I'm getting a divorce, and my wife asked if we can have sex just a few more times. We've had more sex during our divorce than we had during our marriage. We never talk about what we're doing. We just do it. Is it best to cut things off with her? What's going on? Together, not together.
Hey, dog, is this a complaint?
I know. Well, I'm trying to figure it out, too.
He's stupid.
You know, I don't know, man. I don't. Bruh, is she trying to get back with you? Is that what it is? Have there been a change of heart? Is what? I don't know. Y'all playing a game. Enjoy yourself, man. Next question, Shirley.
Shanti, moving on to Shanti. And Shantae in Pine Bluff. Shantae writes, I had a rendezvous with an older man, and I found out later that he works with my uncle. I told my uncle about it because I'm 37 years old and grown. At least I thought I was until he told my parents. Do I have to explain my sex life to my family? What's going
on? Why did you tell your uncle?
I know, because they work together. That's why. That's the only reason. Yeah. And because she said she's 37 and grown.
Wait, you know how many what? What are you about to say for this scenario? What?
What I thought would be a good idea to draw a common, we don't just let that
experience, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. You know how many people I know? Yeah, no, we're not finna do that. No.
At the uncle's job. We try to figure out how
down there. Yeah. So, yeah. No, so don't explain. Stop explaining. Since you're so grown and everything, stop.
So don't.
Yeah, just
don't tell your uncle. Yeah.
You ain't got to tell nobody all that stuff. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, it don't make no sense.
You're right.
Okay, moving on. Last one, Steve. Yeah. Your uncle probably didn't want to know. Last one. This is from Pierre in Teaneck. Pierre writes, I was out with my girlfriend and my card was declined. Mm. I was so ashamed when she said she had to pay for dinner. Even though I gave her the money back and explained what happened, she still won't go out with me again. Aw. Do I keep trying or do I give up? Aw.
So
he explained it.
His card was declined.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, depending on how much it was, dog. That's
a whole dinner, about 200 and something.
Yeah, she had to pay for dinner, but he ended up paying her back.
Oh, he ended
up paying. Explained what happened to her, but she still won't go out with him again.
I didn't have mine decline with my wife, and she the one supposed to pay the bill. I didn't stand. We didn't stand there right there together. She didn't got that thing declined.
Oh, I forgot.
She ain't gonna pay the bill while we sitting at
all
the table.
Time. I don't even know. I got so but many security know. Hacks on my card. Mm-hmm. I tell you what I can't stand. If I'm buying something with credit card and they ask me for a pin, I be looking at them people so crazy. A pin? I asked this one lady, I said, what is that? She said, sir, your pin to complete the transaction. I said, what?
So what did you end up doing? Know. What happened?
I don't know the pin.
I just give her something else.
Another card. You got backup cards.
Another, right. Yeah. right.
So I know something in here ain't got no pin on it. Not here. Uh-huh. But you asked me for a pin, man. I'm just as lost. I mean, clueless.
So
I tell you something I just found out how to do.
What?
Because my sons, they think I'm old. You know, you carry cash. Dad, stop carrying cash. Oh, cash is king. Mm-hmm. Your credit card can be put on your phone. And
yeah.
Your phone, you can hold it over this thing and it go bloop. And then a check mark come up and you can leave.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We know that. Yeah, we are. any other technology news you want to share?
That's mind blowing.
In 2026.
Did you put your card on your phone
mind.
And you do it? That's what you do now?
Well, that's my son was helping me till he found out how many cars I had. He said, damn. I don't know, man. That was pretty cool for me.
Yeah.
You enjoyed that. Yeah. So what does this person do?
She won't go out with him. So should he keep trying or just give up on her and move on?
No, man. Just let it go, bro. She ain't the person.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you can't be understanding that something happened, a transaction didn't go, but the man paid you back?
Mm-hmm.
But she won't go out with you?
She was embarrassed, too.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, it must have been a nice restaurant.
Y'all ain't gonna make it, man. Because that ain't the first time something gonna go wrong.
Yeah.
But he did.
You don't know the relationship in a person as soon as something go wrong, they jump ship.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You don't need that.
Yeah. All right.
Good advice, Steve.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Yep.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.